This is the Taney County Commission, and we are back from recess. Our next agendized item is a discussion regarding Taney County Senior Citizens Service Board. Would you all like to join us?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing me to appear. I'm Mike Merrill, and I have, since I was gone in February, been selected as president of this board. That's what happens when you leave for a week. My appearance today is basically an informational type thing. The board met last week, and we have decided that beginning the 1st of July that we will set up our own account under the Senior Citizen Services Tax Fund, and we will then have our treasurer and one other board member to sign all checks, and that way we can handle our own matters. It's our understanding that the commission is changing banks, or at least redoing the accounts for the county in one bank, and we thought that the 1st of July would be a good time for us to do this. This will streamline our process so that we can react much quicker, as opposed to submitting requests, going through the county commission, and then having the treasurer issue checks. So this was basically the reason for that.
If the county treasurer and county auditor are monitoring this meeting, could you join us, please, in the commission room? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike. Okay.
But that's basically what we're doing here, or what I'm doing here today.
And let me express that within the last, I don't remember exactly when it was, 10 days, 2 weeks, I met with Beth Wyman and Leanne Kaufelt, just myself, upstairs in the conference room, and we had a discussion regarding this issue. Took a look at the law. We have not shared that yet with council. That's on our issues today, one of the things to bring up with legal. But in so doing and in follow-up and having talked to other counties, and one of which I had already talked to prior to having that discussion with the ladies, counties are handling it different across the state. This particular fund, some counties have elected to do exactly what you're suggesting. Other counties have not, but the one that in particular I'm talking about, I believe, was Camden that has set that up this way, that you have suggested doing it. The real benefit of what you are proposing, at least to those people that you do business with, is for them to get paid quicker, because there is a lag or drag time whenever an issue comes to the county, and then from either our department or another department, it goes to the auditor, then from the auditor, it goes to purchasing. In other words, there's a series of events that take place right before something gets paid. So I can well see the benefits, and I come, Don? Is Rick out there? Well, I didn't know if he was listening or not. Would you see if he would join us? I would appreciate that. You guys, thoughts about what Mike's proposing? And the reason I say that, and the reason that I'd ask for Rick, he had asked a question of whether or not we could even do that. I believe absolutely we can do it, that you can do it. I personally want to hear that from council, but make sure that we're in compliance with Missouri law. But I think it's a move that will expedite the processes.
I think that that Beth Wyman actually contacted Camden County, and they have tax revenue that is very similar to ours here in Taney County, and they're approximately the same size that we are. And this is something that they've done, and I know they've been in business a lot longer than we have. I think that we on the board are still struggling to find our own identity and trying to get the word out to all of the extremes of the county. We've had informational meetings. We had one yesterday set in Bradleyville, but either the word didn't get out completely to the people in Bradleyville, or they didn't have a whole lot of interest. But we showed up, and no one else did. But we've had meetings that were very successful in Ridgedale, Cedar Creek, Pro Tem, and had a large number of people attend. Mm-hmm. Now, I do know for a fact that the Cedar Creek and Pro Tem meetings, we had people from Bradleyville or with Bradleyville addresses attend those meetings. So, and that was just to put the information out there.
How's their board, is it elected or is it appointed, or how's...
You guys appoint us.
And even, okay, I knew we appointed some, but I didn't know, because I am a little newer, a lot of people we appointed until the next election and those types of things. So the senior board is strictly appointed.
Yeah, they're strictly appointed, and it's set up, I think, essentially 4-year terms, but they started out staggered
right. Okay.
So that I think Don Bruns, who's here today, started out with a 2-year term and has since been reappointed for a 4-year term. Don Ingram and I were appointed for 3-year terms, and I think our term is up at the end of this year. So, and then Leanne Caulfield is a 4-year term. Pat Campbell was appointed to take the place of Vonnie Mathiesen, who resigned, and Glenda Rowland has been appointed for a 4-year term. So essentially, it's a 4-year term, but it's staggered.
Thanks for coming by. Mike has informed us that beginning the 1st of July, the Senior Citizen Service Fund, or board, is going to set up their own accounts. And in such a manner to more effectively and efficiently manage the funds themselves rather than have it come through the county system. I know you and I talked very briefly about this. There was a question or two about it. We're going to bring that up with our council today, this afternoon, when we have meeting and exec session, and ask them to render an opinion to us as well. But I thought if you had some questions or some comments about it, we would take those.
Mike, have you looked at the statutes?
Yes.
Okay. And you being a lawyer, probably have an opinion about that. It looked to me that those needed to go through the county. But if you've looked at that, and maybe there's a way that you can do it that way and still fit into the statute, maybe go through the county and still fit into the statutes, but that's the only thing I would be concerned about. If you guys have looked at that, I'm...
Well, let me express first, and just to interject this into that same conversation. I know that the law provides very clearly that you will adhere to the budget law and that the county will approve said budget, that it will come through us for the budgetary provisions. And it does further state that accounts will be set up. And I think, at least in my discussion with one other county, what they did is they do set the account up, we do collect the money, but then through that account, they pass it through to the Senior Citizens Board, who has in turn set up their accounts. Is there something else besides that?
Ron, it's been a while since I read that, but I believe it actually says that the money's to be held in the county treasury. To me, that sounds like it's supposed to be held here and then expended from here. But that's, again, I'm not a lawyer. Don't want to pretend to be. Don't want to get caught practicing law, for sure.
Or be accused of that.
Or be accused of it.
I think there's attorneys that don't want to be accused of that either, is it?
Who's that?
Nobody.
But, you know, like I said, that's the one thing you need to look at before you really go ahead and make that decision. And you can find those statutes. If you can't, let me know. I'll be glad to get them for you.
I know that Don Ingram and I have both looked at the statutes, and we our opinions are that we can go ahead and set up an account. Now, the county commission approves our budget each year,
I'm confident you can do that way. Other counties I know do it that way. That doesn't mean they're following the statutes.
True.
Would you do me a favor and contact the auditor in Camden County and ask under what auspices they're doing that?
I can help get hold of Ronnie, I think.
I wasn't given anything other than they are, so I thought maybe they had something. That would be helpful. You guys have comments?
What kind of checks and balances are there now? Goes through like any other money being spent, goes to the auditor, goes to the treasurer, goes to the commission?
Yes.
If you guys handle it all, what is in place then?
Well, of course, we're going to have to adhere to all of the laws that any other entity has to adhere to. But as soon as bills come due, for example, utility bills, then we can simply submit this to the treasurer, board treasurer. He or she will prepare the checks. It'll be signed by the treasurer and one other board member and taken care of. And that's, we have to have our own bookkeeping and everything else.
Is that going to require you to have more employees, though, or is the board going to handle everything?
Right now, the idea of we had an employee for a very short period of time, which has turned into a fiasco, and we have decided that we're simply going to handle this within the board at this time. If it becomes necessary at some time in the future, we'll reevaluate.
The concern that the county commission has is the budget that we approve your budget every year. We have
yes.
to go through. There may be a more detailed itemized budget than what we have had in the past. I think you're just getting started with different items, and then as you present your budget, you can. The reason we placed two attorneys on the board was so that we would be able to take care of some of these legal issues without having to come all the way through. So we might request a more itemized budget, and other than that, I can't see any problem with it other than, I mean, I want to make sure that the statute allows us to do so. And
any other comments? Well, today, again, this will be one of the issues that we put forth of council and your comments and Rick's and all of ours. We'll have a general discussion about it. One lady left, didn't she? Don, do you have comments?
No, I'm just here for marital support.
He needs a lot.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick, for coming. Gentlemen, we have a personnel issue, individual personnel issue that we need to take up.
Is that upstairs, Ron?
It says so, doesn't it?
I'm at the conference room upstairs.
Well, I didn't know that, but it does say so. It doesn't make a difference where it's at. It's exact. But, yes, that's
right.
What it says.
Right.
Next issue is a matter of personnel. We'll be taking upstairs in the conference room. Following that, we'll have the daily staff review. That is just where we go over what we did today for staff to take care of. and any agenda requests for the next meetings then are added. And then this afternoon, we go into executive session on a number of issues with council. That's at 1 o'clock.
While we're in open session here,
thank you, Bob.
I'm going to make a motion that we go into executive session, section 610021.3, which is personnel, and recessed upstairs.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 3. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Brian,
aye.
Aye.
Brandon,
aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. I kind of led us the wrong direction, didn't I?